You care about your home or your business, and unfortunately, the weather can be very unpredictable. So what is the best way to make sure you're covered? Well, sometimes it means having more insurance on the property, but how do you know what kind of insurance would be best for you? And what if other people have given you advice in the past that made you forego getting that insurance? Well, the state just launched a new free online risk mapping tool. It allows Connecticut homeowners and businesses to assess their property's risk from things like flooding, wildfires, and other events that you could better understand the insurance needs for that property. Joining us now to talk more about this is Commissioner Andrew Mays of the Connecticut Insurance Department. Andrew, welcome back to the show. And personally, you sort of hinted that something like this was coming when we talked back in August during the one-year anniversary of the historic flooding event of August 18th. So was this something that's been in the works for quite some time?
Yes, it has. First of all, thank you, Melissa. It's great to be back here on the Voice of Connecticut and to be able to share with the people of Connecticut what we were working on and what I, as you mentioned, I mentioned to you.
We saw
last year that there was this catastrophic flooding, and we wanted to help people, which is why this tool is here.
I want to kind of recap, Commissioner Mays, for people who might have missed our conversation. When we were talking about what happened during the August 18th flooding, remind folks, obviously we did have loss of life, but one of the hardest parts of that storm last year was that virtually nobody had flood insurance, a lot of homes and businesses, correct?
Almost none. And they thought they weren't at risk because the existing flood maps said they weren't in a flood zone.
So it's interesting because this mapping tool will actually say otherwise, right? I mean, how does it work?
This is a very up-to-date mapping tool that uses the most advanced technology, predictive models. So it's looking forward. You know, almost half of the flood damage in the U.S. happens outside of FEMA-designated flood zones. And with this, all you have to do is to go on to the insurance department, ct.gov/CID. You type in your address if you're a homeowner or a business, and you will see the prediction of your property's risk for flooding, for wildfire, hurricane winds, extreme heat, even air quality. It's all on there. It's all free, easy to use.
So, Commissioner Mays, I never suggest to my listeners doing something unless I do it myself. So I did go on to this. And first of all, I want to just say it's very user-friendly. I am no tech-savvy person, so I was able to use this, and I thank you for making it very easy to use. So first and foremost, thanks for that. It was interesting because it said my property had an 8 out of 10 chance, or I don't know how I'm saying it correctly, but it had an 8 out of 10 accuracy of flooding being an issue, essentially. Talk about how this tool can determine, you know, your ranking, if you will, for some of the different issues like a flooding or, you know, strong winds or even air quality. How does it determine that?
What they do is this is a model that, as I mentioned, is future focused. They don't just look at what happened in the past because we know that climate is changing. So what it does is it incorporates a tremendous amount of new data, including evolving climate patterns, for example, and the very latest modeling technology, so that you have current, reliable information for risk assessment and insurance decisions. And if you take a look at some of the real estate sites, you're going to see they're using similar data. We're the first state to make it publicly available to everyone.
And again, we have Commissioner Mays here of the Connecticut Insurance Department, and we're talking about this new online risk mapping tool. And did I just hear you, Commissioner, that Connecticut is the first to actually create something like this and make it available to residents?
Connecticut is the first state. Under Governor Lamont, we've been tasked with addressing the risk of climate change, and this is one of the things that we've been doing. We just want to make sure people are informed.
Thank you for that. I mean, Commissioner, I have to be honest. After I used the tool myself and I saw that our property was at a very high risk of flooding, I did go home and have this conversation with my husband because it was actually infuriating. I think I told you this story, that when we bought our home on the Milford Orange line, there is a river that is not too far away from our home, but our home is built up. It's you know, it was actually told to us, you know, are we in a flood zone? We were told no. And we were also told it was not going to be necessary to get flood insurance. Yet when I use this tool, it said that there was something to the effect of 2 to 3 flooding events in the last decade on this property. The risk of us if we didn't have insurance. I mean, this to me was a totally different snapshot than what was told to us when we were first sold the home 6 years ago. And so my point being of saying thank you for this is, like you said, it's really informing the homeowner or the business owner of the risks that property could be in, despite what maybe real estate or other people who know the property will tell you.
Exactly. And this would help if you, not just in your own home, but if you're planning to buy a new home, you're not necessarily sure that the real estate person has been told, certainly not until recently, did they have to say that there was a flood event if it weren't linked to a hurricane, and it's not in a flood zone. And they will tell you, you don't need flood insurance, because that's primarily because of the federal guarantors, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. And they only require that in the flood zone. But you don't want to lose your biggest single investment. And that's what we're trying to get to people. You know, you make your own, you make the decision that you think is best for you, but let's make sure you have the information, all the information, to make that decision.
We are chatting with Commissioner Andrew Mays of the Connecticut Insurance Department and talking about this new online risk mapping tool. It is free to use, and it allows Connecticut homeowners and businesses to assess their property's risk of what kind of havoc weather could wreak, like flooding, wildfires, even seeing if you're in an area where air quality could be an issue, just to name a few examples. Commissioner Mays, I'm going to go right to the cynic part of this conversation, which is that we're talking about buying more insurance, right? I mean, let's get to the crux of the issue, which is that insurance, no matter what kind of insurance you're buying, is expensive in today's world. And I want to talk about and kind of get perspective from you. My understanding is the creation of this new tool was done through a partnership with First Street. And for some, they're hearing, okay, so this is just an easy money grab for insurance companies. But talk a little bit about First Street. Help us to understand what they do and really, you know, giving people the facts and not trying to sell people per se on buying more insurance for their property.
Well, First Street is a foundation that was created by some of the top modelers in the field. They wanted to go off, and they wanted to make sure that this information was available to all. They work with everyone, including governments, including industry, consumers. They don't make money from buying insurance. And frankly, when we look at flood insurance is not included in most policies. Flood insurance, the vast majority of flood insurance you buy from the government and from the federal government through the National Flood Insurance Program, none of the insurers are making money off that. This is about protection. This is about information. This is about making sure consumers know how to keep, again, what is usually your most expensive asset. Make sure you can keep it safe, and if anything happens, you're protected.
And I want to go back to something, Commissioner, you and I talked about this. I'm sure you and the governor clearly have talked about it and many others. When you look at what happened August 18th, which I would imagine is one of the biggest reasons you guys created this, one of the biggest things that I believe you were hearing from homeowners and business owners was you were getting, you know, no pun intended, flooded with calls from people who were impacted by the August 18th flooding last year. And they were all sort of saying, well, we were told we're not in a flood zone, so why did we need it? And almost blaming, if you will, for understandable reasons, because, again, even I just told you the example of buying our home and being told we're not in a flood zone. It would be silly to buy flood insurance. You know, so would you say that one of the biggest issues that you have found is that there are a lot of areas of Connecticut not considered to be in flood zone? So people have kind of been told, look, you don't need this. But then there's no reversing that decision if and when something bad happens.
You're absolutely right. The bank is going to tell you that you need flood insurance if you're in a flood zone because that's how they can sell the loan. And that is great. So we can get the mortgage going. However, for you, you have to be concerned with what happens to the money that you put in. You know, you mentioned what happened last August. We can also take a look back at, say, Hurricane Helene, which hit down south in places that there wasn't flooding before. And part of what we did was we back-tested this model to see if they would predict that these places that were not in flood zones would be flooded. And it was accurate, which is one of the reasons that we have confidence in this model. If it rains, it can flood. And that's the bottom line.
So this is probably a really silly question, Commissioner, but I'm going to ask it anyway. So then why isn't everything considered a flood zone?
Because what happens is if you're in a zone that is at a higher risk for flooding, the bank is going, again, and this goes back to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, is going to demand that they are protected. If you're in a lesser risk for flooding and they're using the FEMA flood maps, which is what they use, these are static flood maps, they will not require it.
Okay.
And the problem with that is that it may lead you to a false sense of security.
So it's kind of a good thing because it's leading to your jurisdiction in some way, whether or not you want to invest in that type of insurance. But the bad thing is you sort of have this false narrative that, oh, I'm not in a flood zone, so I'm essentially immune from this happening to me.
Absolutely correct. And that's why we want people to know their risk. That's the way you can take the steps. And again, it's going to be on every consumer. Everyone's going to decide what works for them. But if you want to protect your family, your property, your future, you need to know what the risks are. And that's what this tool is there for.
And actually, we're going to put a link to this tool on our website, voiceofct.com, for those of you who want to try and use it. Like I said, we used it. It was very easy, and it really gave us some pretty interesting results. It was funny because one of the other things it brought up was wind. They said that our property was at a high risk of wind damage. And so, you know, interestingly enough, this was something that we started to focus on because we've had a number of situations where trees have fallen across our driveway, fallen on our fences. So that actually checked out pretty well, which is why I was very glad we've recently worked with a tree company to kind of fix that. But I digress. Commissioner, if it tells you that you should invest in flood insurance, in something to, you know, whatever that may be, whatever your property is showing, are there steps on this website, you know, next steps? Okay, say you need flood insurance. Now, where do you go to you know, kind of shop around and find the best coverage for yourself?
Well, we're not going to recommend a specific company, as you understand, but there are a couple of things that you can do. You can go onto our website, the same place you're going to find our Flood Insurance Information Center, and that will provide you with the information you need to reach out to your agent or broker or company and say, this is what I'm looking at. How can you help me? You can also call the Connecticut Insurance Department or reach out through our website. We have a consumer services division. They are sitting there. They love to take calls beforehand. They would much rather help you get ready than have to do it on the other side of a disaster.
Okay, so I'm going to put that website as well on ours, voiceofct.com. Again, you can find a link to this new tool as well as a way to get better in touch with the Connecticut Insurance Department. And Commissioner Mays, I want to thank you again. I hope that more states follow this lead. And again, it's just a free tool. You're not required to use it, but just to be able to have the option to really assess your property and find out if you need to invest in more insurance to cover it, I just think that's a really nice tool that Connecticut has said, hey, we had this awful thing happen last year. What do we do to better protect people moving forward? So I want to thank you and your team for creating this option for people, and we'll link it to our website for people to access easily. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Melissa. Thank you for spreading the word.
Absolutely. Again, that is Commissioner Andrew Mays of the Connecticut Insurance Department here on WICC. We will put the link to that new online tool on our website, voiceofct.com, as well as a way to better connect with the department moving forward.